If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
I'm looking forward to speaking to our next guest, Dr. Yves Grenon. I must double check if it's Yves Grenon. The chairman of the French South African Chamber of Commerce and Industry, or FSACI, Aspen Group's strategic trade development executive, Stavros Nicolaou, has confirmed that Government of National Unity's efforts to accelerate economic growth in South Africa are already bearing fruit. Speaking at on a panel at the Southern Africa and Indian Ocean France Business Forum a couple of days ago, he actually said that the new dawn finally arrived, only five or so years later, in South Africa's governance presents opportunities to enhance the bilateral relations between South Africa and countries like France. We welcome Dr. to Kaya Biz. Thank you so much for joining us. And please correct me if I've butchered your name. Please won't you come off mute?
Dr. Yves Guénon, you are right.
Yves Guénon. Oh, thank goodness, my French teacher would be very proud. Bonsoir et bienvenue. Help us understand why this is so critical for what's changed in terms of the perception of South Africa from French businesses. Doctor, you are on mute again.
Okay.
There we go.
The key point for us is really to have a better image in France from South Africa. We are fighting with that because, you know, sometimes we think here we are doing the right thing, but just a small thing can destroy the nice thing we are doing.
Yes.
I mean, why we have decided to have this business forum is really to, together with the South African company we are working with and the French company, I think more than 45 people are coming from France and also the region, that means Mauritius, Réunion Island, and so on and so on, just is to exchange with the people here and to demonstrate that we are equal first. Mm-hmm. And the second thing is each other, we can do better for our country and the other country. Okay? When I say our country is South Africa. The wishes we have is really to have more investment in South Africa. I don't know if you know, but the French company employ directly more than 80,000 people in South Africa, with less than 0.5% foreigners, French or others.
Oh, really?
That means, as I will say, we are not taking the job of the South African, we are creating job for South African.
And we do appreciate that.
Everybody is happy to do that because it's a win-win situation.
It is. Dr. Guénon, just for the sake of our listeners who might not be aware, amongst those over 300 companies that happen to be invested in South Africa through subsidiaries or the firm itself, we've got Air Liquide, Alstom, Dassault Systèmes, Total Energy and Engie. And there are many others. I think at a point when we were exploring gas off the coast of Mozambique, so it's not just South Africa, I think the whole continent, exploring gas off the coast of Mozambique, at that time, that 20 billion euro exploration for Total was, I think, France's largest investment outside of France, or Total's largest investment out of France.
Outside. You know, with Total, we never know because they are doing
exploration the all
same
the time.
Thing in, yes, in Namibia, in other parts of Africa, and elsewhere. Now, what I want to tell you is, since in the past 4 years, 4 years and a half, we have invested, the French company have invested approximately 110 billion.
Oh, euro? Zar. Wow.
In South Africa. And we can do more. But as Stavros was telling, we are happy with the GNU, but we are waiting for the results.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a government wanting to develop the business.
Correct.
But to develop the business, you have, for example, first thing you have to do is, for example, to simplify the visa. Okay?
Yes.
The visa system for the business. When you have 0.5% of people, it's nothing compared to the 110 billion of investment.
Correct.
You can imagine. And I will say, because Stavros is also investing in France, Aspen is investing in France. and they have no problem to have a visa because they invest in France. Why we will create them problem? They develop also some jobs in France. We have to do the same thing in South Africa.
And that's definitely a priority of the new Department of Home Affairs Minister. The new Home Affairs Minister, that is a big priority for him, is to ensure that the visa process, particularly skilled visa process, is far more simplified. They've just cleared an ID backlog, and I do think that that is that was one of his top priorities, I believe. Just continuing on the conversation about companies and from France and South Africa, amongst those include Canal Plus, which is obviously has a stake in MultiChoice, and I think will probably be taking an even bigger one. And I understand Club Med is going to be building an all-inclusive beach resort on the coast of KZN, which is really important for that province.
Yes, I will say that in energy, you spoke about Total, Engie, but we have also EDF and other companies investing a huge amount of money in the country. Concerning Canal Plus, the project is not finalized. That means it's more difficult to speak about it.
Okay.
I will give you my vision. I think it's a nice, it's a good thing for Africa because they are already well introduced, I will say, on the western part of Africa, obviously at the beginning, and now more on the eastern part, English-speaking part of Africa. And I think the good thing with them is they try not to destroy the history, not to destroy the language of the country they are. They want to help to create programs in their languages. I was yesterday discussing with the Canal Plus leader for the transaction at present time, and he explained to me that in Senegal, they have developed a channel in this local language. Also in France, in French, but on the local language. And I think, for me, it's a chance for Africa. We have not considered that the investment is bad. It's a good investment because they will really push the production in South Africa because it's a lot of things to do in this sector and also respecting the local languages. And I think, for me, it's key because the history of South Africa has to remain.
Absolutely.
Has not to disappear.
Absolutely. You also had Small Business Minister Stella Ndabeni Abrams at this event 2 days ago.
Just because you asked me a question of Club Med, it has been a long time Club Med wanted to invest.
Really?
But more than, I have been in the country since a long time. I mean, I know the country, and they want to invest. They start to think investing in South Africa 20 years ago.
Wow.
And 10 years ago, we do it again. But 10 years ago, you remember the time. It was not necessarily the right time to invest. Mm. But now they are doing it. I was 10 days ago, I was on the site with them. And I can tell you it will be a fantastic resort. The site is beautiful. And they are doing something that people have not done. That means having a place to be close to the beach, but a second place to do safari. That means we will attract people from the world. And I think people have to realize that it will be something new for the country. And if the visa issue, even for the tourists, are simplified, we will attract a lot of people there.
Fantastic.
And just to give you an idea, they will employ directly, I don't speak about indirect, directly close to 850 people.
Wow, that's brilliant. Dr. Yves Guénon, thank you so much for giving us all of this insight. Of course, between this, the tourism that it will attract, the increasing number of direct flights on Air France that one can take as well, this looks to be a very fruitful relationship that will continue between South Africa and France. Thank you so much for joining us this evening on Kayopiz. Dr. Guénon is chairman of the French South African Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.